The Psalm 89 is about faithfulness. Choirs of angels sing praises of God, the great one. The great heavenly anthems of God are in the Psalms. But faithfulness, too, is a focus of praise. And I think all of us, too, have a great hymn of praise. I love this song. Great is thy faithfulness. I promised Judy I wouldn't sing today, but that song just sort of, I don't know, it reminds us that great is his faithfulness. It's a favorite hymn, and faithfulness is praiseworthy. And when people tell others about the Lord, and they declare that you can be trusted completely, when you tell somebody they can trust the Lord, you can be assured they can. It's that faithfulness. So the only way that we can earn praise for faithfulness is to be faithful. And we can learn to be faithful by meditating on God's faithfulness to us through all circumstances. And we do, because if we don't have faithfulness and if we don't have hope, we'd have a miserable, miserable life. But if we hang on to the blessed hope, we can have a lot of peace. The peace that passes all understanding. Your life won't be perfect and you'll never experience things. Because Jesus said, in this world you'll have trials and tribulations. But fear not. He said, I've overcome the world. And you think, well, why would the Lord let us have trials and tribulations? It's because when we return with him to set up the kingdom, he wants well-trained saints in heaven. So as you go through these things and you overcome her and overcome them and you get better and better at your faith, that's the reason. So we're in basic training while we're in this life until he comes for us or we go home to be with him.